So again, welcome to a Raider Wrap on this wonderful Saturday morning. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast. Then we're going to have head coach Tyler Balow for the boys track and fields coach on today. A.J. Reister will meet the Raider, and it's all track today. We're just going to be running today. Martin Bryce, Will Tadona, they'll be on and meet the Raider. And then, of course, A.J. follows up again with the Raider scoreboard. That's all coming up here this morning's program. Today, we get some increasing clouds. It's only going to warm up to about 56. And then for tonight, a 20% chance of some rain. Cloudy with a low of around 38. A little bit of frostiness on a Sunday morning for Mother's Day. Sunday is going to be partly sunny, but higher again around 58. And then Sunday night, a low of around 35. For Monday, looks like sunny skies, a high of 55. A low of around 34 on Monday, and then Tuesday, sunshine again, warming back up to about 62. And it looks like a remainder of the week, those temperatures are going to be in those mid-60s and in the mid-40s for overnight lows. It's 10:02 on a Saturday morning. Let's bring in our head track coach, Tyler Balow. Tyler, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great. Beautiful day out. Busy spring, like you said, but that's good. That's a good thing. That means we're getting matches in and meets in, so that's awesome.
Yeah, and the past week, I mean, there's been a lot of activity going on for just the whole high school sports and just the Raider Nation the way it is. The track team, we haven't talked in a few weeks. How are they gone? I mean, how's all the track meets gone? Is everyone keeping safe and running?
Yeah. For the most part, we're pretty healthy, which is always our number one goal, is to keep kids healthy so we can be competing all the way through the season. And, yeah, we've had every meet that we had scheduled on our conference calendar so far. Nothing's had to be made up, which is wonderful. And I think we've had about three conference meets since we last talked, and we were down in Faribault 3 weeks ago. We had our first home meet at the middle school track 2 weeks ago, and then this week we were at Rochester Mayo, and we had good performances all around at all three of those. So really just a quality start to the year here.
AJ is going to talk to Martin Bryce and Will Tadona, and I think Will is one of your standouts this year. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a great group of track athletes that you have there, including AJ. But, yeah, Will Tadona is really stood out in all of our meets this season. He's got a lot of individual wins coming in the 400 and 200, and he's also pitched in a couple relays, the 4x4. He's been our anchor in that, and the 4x8, he's even stepped up, bumped up to a little bit of a longer distance, which is a tough change of pace, but he's done really well in everything he's done. He's also a captain and just a great leader for us all around.
So in all those conference meets that you've been doing, you feel good about the results?
Yeah. I think we've been a much more competitive team this year. We've got some guys who are running paces that are winning us events, and that's adding up to our team totals. So I think at Faribault, we took first place at a quad, so we beat three other teams, which is one of our first Big Nine meet wins in a long, long time, and that's very exciting. That's definitely a feather in the cap to a lot of our guys for their hard work that they've had over the past few years of their career. And then we took third at Mayo this week and third at our home meet against some pretty top teams in the conference. Owatonna was at our home meet along with Mankato East, and those are two of the top teams in the conference. And then Mayo is having a really good year too, and we saw Mayo and Mankato West at Mayo. So, we're happy with the results, but we want to keep getting better as we head into some of our bigger meets this season and just keep improving and see what we can throw down at the very end of the year.
Are they at a peak at this point, or are they still conditioning and getting stronger and faster?
Yeah, we're not planning on peaking until our section meet this season. Sometimes we'll peak a little earlier or try to peak the kids at conference if we think that's where our number one goal is to win conference. But I think we have a chance to get a few guys into the top few spots at sections. So plan right now is to peak at sections and continue to train through some of these meets, but still do our best. But we're just not going to see those big time drops until the very end of the season, probably in June. I think sections are the 10th and the 12th of June, so we still got about a solid month of training here before we really hit a taper and and try to drop our time.
That's a late season, isn't it?
Yeah. And then the state meet, which we're hoping we can have, would not be till the 18th, 19th. So it's about a week pushed back or so. Usually we're finishing up the track season by June 10th or 12th, but that's when we'll be kind of just getting to section tournaments. So,
will they have graduated? It'll probably have the graduations. I don't know if they're going to have a graduation ceremony or what that's going to look like this year, but wouldn't a lot of the seniors be kind of graduated by then?
Yeah, that's going to be a whole new dynamic that we've never experienced. I know some schools around the area sometimes have their seniors out before that section tournament, but that section meet. We will be experiencing that for the first time, where our seniors, yep, are done with school, they've graduated, and they're still competing in sports. So might be a little change in their schedule and how they train, but we've got a lot of really great senior leaders, and I know they'll continue to keep working at it all the way through sections and stuff. So
that is interesting, because, I mean, they'll just have a lot of time on their hands. But the whole team, actually, as a whole, I'm guessing school will be out. The entire team will have a lot of downtime. Are you planning for that? Are you figuring that you'll do a couple of practices a day or something, or some conditioning in the morning, and then maybe some different activities in the afternoon? What's a plan? Have you even gotten that far yet?
Yeah, that's part of it. We're just kind of taking it week by week, but ultimately, with wanting to peak towards sections, we'll probably actually see shorter and shorter practices as we get towards the end of the year, just to give our legs enough rest and our bodies enough rest, and our minds too, just so we can make sure that we're running at top speed. So that's the kind of the interesting thing about track. The bigger the meet you get to at the end of the year, the less work you're putting in practice to prepare for it. It's all about active recovery, getting that body fine-tuned like a Ferrari. You know, you don't want to be too rough on it before a big race. So we're actually going to have short practices coming up to sections there.
Are you encouraging any type of diets, whether it's during practice, during the meets, before the meets, anything like that? You know how some people do, you know, the night before they do the old carb up, you know, and do the old spaghetti and meatball dinner and stuff like that. But when it comes to these kids, are you, you know, are they putting on weight, taking down weight, you know, any type of encouragement when it comes to dieting?
Yeah, I think the distance kids, they always love their spaghetti meals, you know, carb loading, like you were talking. That's always a good tradition with the distance kids. But for the most part, we just encourage them to make sure, no specific, you know, dietary restrictions or anything, but always encouraging kids to eat healthy and then make sure they're eating an adequate meal at school. So we encourage them on a meet day to make sure they have some snacks either before their race or after their race to refuel for the next one. A lot of protein, and the big thing we preach, especially as we get into these warmer months, is hydration. Hydration is probably the most important thing for us right now, just making sure our muscles are ready for some of the heat, but also we're not cramping up, and we're just operating at top speed and peak performance. So no specific dietary restrictions or anything like that, though.
So you're not going to give me a secret what food to eat to make it go faster?
Yeah. No, a lot of candy bars. No, I'm kidding.
There's no secret ingredient is what you're saying to go faster.
No. Just get your protein and your hydration, I guess. That'd be the number one priority.
Awesome. Tyler Balow joins us this morning for the boys' head track coach. Coming up a little bit too as well, Martin Bryce and Will Tadona. They'll go one-on-one with A.J. Reister coming up on Meet the Raider. It's about 10 minutes after 10. So, Tyler, where are we at going forward then? What's the lookout ahead? We've got sections in June and followed by state, but now you've got a meet. Probably you got something in front of you right now and that you're concentrating on. How do you prepare the track team? Is there something that you say particularly right before the track meet or something like that to get them motivated or to get them, get them focused? Or what's your pregame approach to coming up to another meet?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, track meets, because they're so long and drawn out, you have to get yourself, you know, fired up for your event and then refocus for the next event that you're in. We don't give a lot of, you know, pregame pep talks, so to say, but we really want to encourage just consistency and having the same approach to everything we do. So having routines are really key, and we encourage kids to have routines when they're getting into blocks, when they're warming up, when they're cooling down. So just when you do get to that big meet, you know, you're not freaking out, you're not nervous. You just go into your normal routine, your normal warm-up. You've done it, you know, 15 times this season, or, you know, 40 times in your career. And so that next race or that next throw or that next jump feels just like all the other ones you've done. We really encourage routine. We encourage preparation, too. The more we prepare and practice, our team motto is kind of sharpen the axe, which comes from a Abraham Lincoln quote that if you had 6 hours to chop down a tree, you'd want to spend the first 5 hours sharpening the axe. And so we really just talk about how preparation in practice is going to prepare you for those meets. And, you know, no amount of pumping you up is going to get you ready to run your fastest time. It's all about routine. So
it looks like you've got a match coming up on Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday. It looks like you've got a match coming up. And then when's the next one? Is that just, you just get the one a week this week?
Yep. Just about one a week. And that's kind of a meet schedule we appreciate, because it gives us enough time to recover and then still train hard towards the end of the week. So we usually have meets on Tuesdays in the Big Nine. And, we're going down to Austin. We'll be facing a couple of good teams down there. Austin, I believe, Mankato West and Albert Lea possibly too. And then the following week, we actually go down to Mankato for our first big meet of the year, which is true team sections. And even though we won't see all of our section teams, we'll actually be entering our results onto kind of a database or a website, and they'll be scoring that meet virtually. So we're going to want to run our best at this meet on May 18th for True Team. We'll really put out our best lineup we have and see what happens.
I was going to say, does everyone on the, you know, if you're on the varsity and stuff like that, does everyone get to compete? Is there enough heat to compete with, have everyone compete?
Yeah. When we're down in Austin, Big Nine meets, we usually have two varsity spots for individual events and one varsity spot for relays. And then usually it's the Big Nine. It's awesome. They have unlimited entries for JV athletes. And so everybody gets to compete, usually gets two to three to sometimes four events in a day. That's one thing I love about track. There's not really any inequalities in playing time. It's just something we don't have to worry about. And that's pretty cool and pretty unique for our sport. So, yeah, everybody's competing. If you're a senior or freshman, you get about the same playing time.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Again, Coach Tyler Balow joins us this morning on the Raider Rap Boys Head Track Coach. And, Coach, thanks again for jumping on at a late notice. I know I kind of notified you a little on the late side, but I appreciate the time, and I wish you all the best of luck, and keep them healthy and keep them running.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. It is Tyler Balow, head coach for the North Hill Raiders boys track team. And we'll have more coming up, talking more track with A.J. Reister. That'll be coming up a little bit in just a few minutes here on the Raider Wrap. You're listening to KYMN Radio, 95.1, The One.
Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors are setting the standard for performance and comfort. Head to your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Kenyon Ace Hardware, today and see how the fastest growing lawn tractor delivers more strength, more versatility, and more durability in one lineup, all backed by strong warranties and the genuine parts, accessories, and trained service technicians only your local Cub Cadet dealer can provide. For expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers, visit Kenyon Ace Hardware at 523 2nd Street today.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
H&R Block, 1300 Bullenbacher Drive in Northfield. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 507-645-6281.
Hey, this is Paul Ryland here from Johnson Ryland Homes. I just want to tell you about a new neighborhood. It's actually the completion of a neighborhood that's been going on for some time. It's called the Hills of Spring Creek, and we have 12 walkout sites for full custom design homes, and they're available right now. We're going to start our model home soon. You'll see that in the fall parade of homes. Come on down today and reserve your walkout lot of your choice. These are some very affordable lots right here in the city of Northfield on the east side up by the water tower.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Are you in the market for LASIK, thinking you'd like to minimize glasses and contacts? Well, you can find cut-rate LASIK centers and LASIK pricing anywhere. But if you want the best, come to Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. We use the latest state-of-the-art wavefront technology. It is all wavefront all the time. This is no cut-rate operation. I treat you like family. Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency has proudly offered homeowners and farmers fire, wind, and auto insurance. With Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Company, all decisions are made locally, so you can expect quick, responsive claim service with agents who know your name. So for homeowners, farm combination packages, along with fire, wind, or auto insurance quotes, contact an insurance company that knows you by name, not your policy number. That's Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency in Wanamingo at wgomutual.com.
The man, the yellow van, called Service Master.
Water or fire damage? The experts at Service Master by Iatt provide peace of mind when disaster strikes your home or business. Don't know what to do next? We do. Demand the yellow van and call Service Master by Iatt today.
Demand the yellow van. Call Service Master.
Community Resource Bank is an integral part of the thriving business and residential communities of Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Community Resource Bank strives to continually advance the trusted security you have banking with them, and great things are happening. Starting February 15th, Community Resource Bank will have a new website, crb.bank, and a new logo. Locally owned and operated, Community Resource Bank is truly a community bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to A Ready to Wrap with Jimmy LaRue. It's coming up on 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. A quick look at our forecast. Looks like the clouds are going to continue to form, but we're going to have a high of around 56 today. It doesn't look like we have any precipitation in the forecast tonight. About a 20% chance of some rain right around midnight or so. And then for tomorrow, it's going to be partly sunny skies. A high again near 58 for Mother's Day. And did you also know that today is also National Dogs Mother's Day? I don't know if you knew that or not, but there you have it. And now for tomorrow, looks like sunny skies and a high of 55, and for Monday night, clear and a low around 34. We got overcast skies, and I think we are up to about 52 degrees currently in the Cannon Valley area. And coming up here in just a second, we'll have A.J. Reister join us, and also just a quick rundown of Saturday, May 8th, is in case you were wondering and you wanted something to do today or to celebrate. It's National Coconut Cream Pie Day. Then a National Have a Coke Day, so you could have a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi or whatever, or an RC and a Moon Pie and some coconut cream while you're at it. And then National Birth Mother's Day. Did you know that? I didn't know. It's National Train Day. I think that means locomotive. And then National Miniature Golf Day. There you go. There's something you can get out and enjoy today. Some miniature golf for National Miniature Golf Day. All this information just radiating in your head. Just something to think about for the rest of the day. Let's kick it off and let's go meet some Raiders, shall we? Let's get A.J. Reister in here to talk more track on KYMN.
Good morning, Northfield Raiders, and welcome back to Raider Wrap. I'm A.J. Reister, Raider Class of 2022, here with track and field all-stars Martin Bryce and Will Tadona. How are you two doing today?
So good. So great.
That's good. It's good to hear. It's getting warmer and warmer each week.
Indeed.
Indeed it is.
Good running weather.
I agree. We'll start with some get-to-know-you questions. How is school going for you guys?
Pretty good. I woke up this morning and thinking it was a Saturday. So, you know, as good as it can be with that in mind. But overall, I'd say pretty good.
Overall, it's going really good. Just end of senior year.
Yep.
Things are starting to digress.
Perfect.
Indeed.
That's always the best part, is when things starting to settle down slowly, and then it just hits summer and cruise. Yeah,
exactly.
It's starting to really like come up fast, I've noticed. Just like, what are we at? Like, I think like 3 weeks now or something from graduation. That's or maybe four. Just, it's crazy. Time flies.
Yeah, that is crazy. You guys thought about or committed already?
Yeah, no, I'm going to Cornell to study landscape architecture. I made that decision a couple days ago, so super excited.
Nice.
And I decided to go to Iowa State for undecided in engineering at the moment, and I decided on National Signing Day.
Nice. Sweet. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
Yes. And what kind of classes are you guys taking this year? Finally, you're at high school.
I decided to take an art class. I took printmaking. That's about it.
Printmaking is sweet. I got mine cut off last year because of COVID, but that was like probably my favorite art class ever.
It is so fun.
Yeah, no, I'm taking clay potter's wheel this year for the first clay class, which has been really great. I love Mr. Holmquist. Yeah. And then just as far as APs go, I took AP Calc the exam this Tuesday, and then I got AP Physics coming up. I think Will's got some coming up too.
Yeah,
right?
I got AP Econ coming up and tests next Tuesday or Monday and Wednesday.
Nice.
Good luck.
And then are you guys in any other sports outside of track?
Yeah, I'm in Nordic and cross country. You guys have probably heard me talk about them before.
Yes. Yeah, you Marty was on the show in the fall for cross country. Couldn't get you in for Nordic, but that's all right.
Oh. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. How about you, Will?
I did many years of cross country, but besides that, I've done hockey and a little bit of track and lacrosse.
There you go. Now, what do you guys do outside of school and sports?
You know, as much as you can, which is not a lot.
Not a lot.
Yeah. I play the bassoon.
There
it's kind of cool. Yeah, I do Northfield Mayor's Youth Council too.
So you do a little bit.
I wish I could say the same, but I just hang out with my friends.
I think that's the play, man.
That's the play.
That sounds much more fun.
Just living your best life, man.
Yeah.
You guys weren't able to have a season at all last year. What have you been doing to prepare for this season?
I've been trying to stay healthy, honestly. That's like the most important thing. And just make sure that I'm like training uninterrupted through cross country and Nordic. I think I had a really good Nordic season this year. And I feel really strong just coming into the season. So just making sure that I'm healthy and that I'm able to keep training and just to be in the best shape that I can be for this season.
I've been just trying to do a lot of activity, whether it be like basketball or tennis at the courts, even if I'm not actually playing those sports, just with friends, it's fun. And as far as running, I only really run during the season, but I do a little bit of running, like maybe 2 weeks before the season, building up into it.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
I find that's all I really need.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I mean,
it seems to be paying off because Will is super quick.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, those 4x4s are fun to watch when Baylor puts you in those
4x4s are fun, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Get the whole team over there yelling at you, especially that first meet. Yeah, in Austin when we all dogpiled you. That was a lot of fun.
Good time.
Oh, that was a good one.
What are some goals you two are looking to accomplish before the end of this season?
I'm starting to run more 2 miles, 3200s lately. And I think it would just be really great to, in the mile, recently got the top spot in the last decade, so the fastest mile in the last decade or so on the team. And so I'm really trying to kind of chase that record down in the 2 mile too. So we'll see how that goes. I just did an interval workout yesterday at the right pace, and it was kind of a rude awakening. so we'll see, but I'm hoping that I can break that record. That's held by Kenyon Nystrom, I believe, for those of you who know him. Graduated a few years ago.
And my goals moving into the season have changed a lot now that I feel like a lot of the young people have now taken me up on some of the smaller events or different events like the 200. I really wanted to be competitive in that, but now we have other people to do it, and that's awesome. So this allows me to focus on my favorite, which is the 400.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess it would be awesome to break the top 10 all-decade list and get up there with, like, Davey Yerke, who I never actually ran with, but he's a legend in the boys' track and field team, and it would be just fun to have my name next to his.
For real.
Yeah, and speaking of those underclassmen that are kind of nipping your butt in the 200. Which underclassmen are you most excited to watch this season, or have you been watching this season?
My favorite to watch are Jackson Drudy, Braden Brackey, Colin Graff. Besides that, then all, of course, like the younger freshmen who I've haven't really given much thought to, but they're still doing great for their age.
How about you, Marty? Which underclassmen are you most excited to watch?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, Nathan is an obvious choice. Nathan Amundsen. I've been running with him a bunch in cross country and track. He's super fast. Really looking forward to what's to come for him. But also just, I mean, Colin has been really fun to watch this season too. And also Carter Schloman has really been like, Carter's always a super hard worker in practices. It seems like his hard work's really paying off this year. So it's been really great to see that.
Yeah, some fun things to look forward to in the coming years.
Indeed.
Yes, it is.
What is the most exciting thing about this team when us as fans were reading about you in the paper? What should we be looking for?
I mean, this season we've actually, like, we won our first meet in, like, 6 years or something crazy. So there's some, like, definitely some competition coming from Northfield this year, which is just great to be part of. So be looking out for some wins, some more outstanding performances than maybe in years past, because this is definitely a special team.
Yeah, definitely. You can finally look at team wins now instead of maybe just individual wins. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool. And relay wins. Relay wins have been something that I don't think we've gotten a lot of in past years, but this year we seem to really killing it, and that's really awesome. Shows some depth.
I agree.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's been a lot of individuals kind of going to moving on in sections in state the last couple of years, but now we're starting to kind of get a little bit deeper as a team to be able to move on in those things as a team. So that's awesome.
Yeah, be competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. And what are some things that have gone well for you guys so far? Marty, you said you broke the decade record in the mile, and Will, obviously you've been going crazy in your sprints. What's been going well so far?
I think just having all the experience that I've had, I was a little bit worried at first because we didn't have track last year, just about how it would feel to run these distances again. And at these speeds, but I just feel it's really nice to feel like faith in my fitness and faith in my body. Like it feels like I can just go out there on the track and just run what I feel is right, and it's the right pace and the right splits and everything, just from all those years of experience I've had. So it's really nice to be a senior and just kind of be able to go out there and do my thing finally and just be really comfortable doing it.
You know, practice is awesome because you have guys that train with you and they always push you to run faster. That's just how it is.
And then what are some things you're currently working on in practice to try and get ready for these next few meets?
I've been really trying to focus on, like, especially with the workout we had yesterday, just trying to nail down those 2 mile splits, just because I'm not super used to being competitive in that race. So that'll be, it's been kind of a learning curve so far, but keep working at it. Hopefully get those dialed in, you know, feel natural to me.
I've been bouncing back and forth between distance and sprint workouts, which has been, I think it's been pretty good because I'm already at my time, my 400 time that I was sophomore year. So I'm just happy with that. Just doing, although it's not like mid-distance practices anymore, I think we still get the same benefit from doing distance, hard distance workouts, and just a lot of speed sprint workouts.
Yeah.
It's always a good time to have Will at the distance workouts.
Distance workouts with boys are fun.
Oh, yeah.
And girls.
Of course. Especially today when we played soccer for distance.
I'm so sad I missed it. So bummed.
I know Willie picked the right day to do distance this week, so.
It was fun, yeah.
Yes. And then my final question for you two is, how are COVID-19 protocols affecting meets and practices?
I mean, I think, like, pretty minimally. I don't know, would you say?
Yeah, pretty minimally. Well, our team followed the rules, and that's really great to see. But now that the mask rules has changed a bit in the past day, it's kind of nice, but it also doesn't really make a huge difference as much as I thought it would make.
Yeah, it's interesting just to see, like, the different teams at events. I think we do a really good job in this town wearing masks and stuff. We don't have to wear them for races, which is good. It's pretty similar to Nordic and cross country, and those seasons went like super well despite all of the restrictions and everything. So this is just kind of more of the same success. So yeah, so far going really well, pretty unaffected.
Of course, contact tracing is always sometimes a problem for some people, but it's just what you have to do.
Yeah.
So I've been taken out for a week, and it was okay. It just gave me a week to rest and came back okay.
Yeah, and we haven't really been, like, we didn't get hit too hard either, mm-mm, right? And it helps to be outside, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and when we did get hit, it was at the beginning of the season, so it was kind of just those first couple practice weeks, and we didn't really have any meets until, like, when everybody came back, so
yeah,
we got lucky there.
We did.
For sure. Yeah, very fortunate.
Yes. Well, thank you, Martin and Will, for coming in today. I had a great time, and good luck the rest of the season.
Oh, thank you so much. I had a great time, too.
Thank you, AJ.
Yeah, fun. Thank you, guys. We've got more sports coming up. You're listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
Heritage Bank is the locally owned bank that cares about this community and a bank that you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their real estate mortgage specialists will help guide you through the process of buying a home. Heritage Bank is honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield in 2020 and is looking forward to continuing its fantastic service in 2021. During your visit, don't forget to grab some coffee at the Hideaway Vault located inside Heritage Bank in Northfield. Heritage Bank would like to wish the Raiders the best live luck this season. Let's go, Raiders!
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information.
Heritage Bank is the locally owned bank that cares about this community and a bank that you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their real estate mortgage specialists will help guide you through the process of buying a home. Heritage Bank is honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield in 2020 and is looking forward to continuing its fantastic service in 2021. During your visit, don't forget to grab some coffee at the Hideaway Vault located inside Heritage Bank in Northfield. Heritage Bank would like to wish the Raiders the best live luck this season. Let's go, Raiders!
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
H&R Block, 1300 Bullenbacher Drive in Northfield. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 507-645-6281.
Paul Ryland here from Johnson Ryland Homes. We've been talking about Pete's Hill in Elko New Market, and I just want to encourage you to get up there and take a look. The single family homes are going. The twin homes are going. It's the highest point in Scott County. Got great views of Northfield from there, and it's a perfect halfway distance from the South Metro and Northfield. So check it out today, Pete's Hill of Elko.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Welcome back to Raider App on KYMN 95.1, The One. Let's take a look back at a full week of spring high school sports. On Monday, the boys' golf team won the Hastings Satser Invitational, shooting a combined 311. Nate Stevens led the way for the Raiders, shooting a 67, which ties the school record as well as the Satser Invitational record. Håkon Rustad was right behind him, shooting a 77, and rounding out the top three for the Raiders was Ike Vesey, who shot an 82. The girls' golf team won their triangular, shooting a combined 366, while Austin took second, shooting a combined 468. The boys' tennis team lost to Owatonna on Monday 6-1. Ryan Will had the lone win for the Raiders in his singles match. The girls' lacrosse team beat Rochester JM 7-6. Ella Mayer scored four goals, Stephanie Perez had two, and Mariah Bamonte Grebus had one. On Tuesday, the boys' golf team won their triangular, shooting a combined 320, while Mankato East took second, shooting a combined 357, and Austin took third, shooting a 409. Håkon Rustad led the way for the Raiders, shooting an even par 71. Right behind him was Ike Vesey, who shot an 82, and rounding out the top three for the Raiders was McGuire Fink, who shot an 83. The boys' track and field team took third, scoring 42.5 points, while Rochester Mayo won the meet, scoring 118, and Mankato West took second, scoring 78. Kayla Meeker won the 300 hurdles event, and Devin Jacks won the high jump. The baseball team beat Rochester JM on Tuesday 4-3. The softball team also beat Rochester JM 15-2. Bryn Hostetler was on the mound for the Raiders and went 5 innings, allowing 1 hit, 2 runs, and striking out 10. Katie Bolster and Michaela Gerard led the way on offense for the Raiders, each scoring 3-for-4 and combined for 3 runs and 4 RBIs. On Wednesday, the boys' golf team won another triangular, shooting a combined 302, while Mankato West shot 306 and Rochester Century shot 332. Nate Stevens led the way for the Raiders, shooting a 66. Håkon Rustad was right behind him with a 74, and rounding out the top three for the Raiders was Grant Boardman, who shot an 80. On Thursday, the girls' golf team took fifth at the Willingers Invitational. Emerson Garley led the way for the Raiders, shooting an 85 and tying for eighth place overall. The boys' golf team took second at the Boyum Invite, shooting a combined 303. Nate Stevens led the way for the Raiders, shooting a 69. Right behind him was Håkon Rustad, who shot a 70. And rounding out the top three for the Raiders was Ike Vesey, who shot an 81. On Thursday, the baseball team had a doubleheader against Rochester Century. The Raiders won their first game 8-0. Joey Malico was on the hill going 7 scoreless innings for a complete game shutout. And the Raiders also won game 2 8-7. Ryan Bell was on the mound going 4 innings, allowing 3 runs. Joey Malico struck again, hitting a grand slam in the 3rd inning. This is how it sounded on the call from Dirk.
So 2-2 here. Malika one strike away from the complete game shutout in game one. Wind and the pitch here. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 and the ball game is over. Joey Malika throws a complete game 3-hit shutout. He strikes out his 7th batter of the contest. And Northfield takes game one of this doubleheader by the final score of 8-0 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Costanza was one out. Bases loaded, down 3. Malika lines that one to left. Going back, a grand salami for Joey Malika! Malika off the scoreboard, clears the bases, and momentum has clearly turned in the Raiders' favor. It's 4-3 in the bottom of the 3rd. Bases loated, 2 outs tied at 7, bottom 7. First pitch, high, Malika's coming home, he's going to score, and Northfield walks it off! Joey Malika being mobbed, water spewed over him by his teammates. The final score at Sinclair Park. Northfield scores 4 in the bottom of the 7th to win it 8-7. Unbelievable ending here at Sinclair.
They are now 9-3 on the season and sit in first place in the Big 9 Conference. The softball team also had a doubleheader against Rochester Century. The Raiders won their first game 12-0. Bryn Hostetler started on the mound, going 6 innings, allowing 1 walk and striking out 16. The Raiders also won game 2 14-0. Courtney Graff started on the mound, going 7 innings, allowing 1 hit, 1 walk, and striking out 13. They are now 11-2 overall and sit in first place in the Big 9 Conference. The girls' track and field team took second in their meet, scoring 52.5 points, while Mankato West won the meet, scoring 73.5 points. The relay of Regan Childress, Anna Olson, Clara Lippert, and Jaina Jansen won the 4x2 relay. The relay of Clara Lippert, Jaina Jansen, Grace Dickerson, and Erica Lowe won the 4x4. Jaina Jansen won the open 400, and Nicole Thiebreth won the 1 mile, and Anna Forbord won the 2 mile. The girls' lacrosse team lost to Owatonna 12-3. Mariah Bamonte Grebus, Danny Hoppener, and Gabby Murtha all had goals on the night. They are now 1-5 on the season and sit in 5th place in the Big 9 Conference. The boys' lacrosse team lost to Owatonna 7-4. They are now 3-3 on the season and sit in 3rd place in the Big 9 Conference. Today, the boys' tennis team take on Faribault and Rochester Century at the Northfield High School tennis courts at 9 a.m. Thank you for listening to this segment of Raider Rap. Be sure to stay tuned in for more sports right here on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. So, what do you get when you combine Southern Minnesota's most experienced LASIK surgeon with Southern Minnesota's newest, most advanced laser center? At Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, we have the Alcon Allegretto laser featuring the latest wavefront technology, the Contura. Combine that with my experience, you get peace of mind. Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency has proudly offered homeowners insurance to our area. With Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Company, all decisions are made locally, so you can expect quick, responsive claim service with small-town customer service by agents who know your name. For homeowners or farm combination packages, along with fire, wind, or auto insurance quotes, contact an insurance company that knows you by name, not your policy number. That's Wanamingo Insurance Agency in Wanamingo at wgomutual.com.
Hi, this is Beth at ServiceMaster by Ayat. Let us help you keep your customers and employees safe and healthy so your businesses can stay open. We use a three-step clean, disinfect, protect system. ServiceMaster by Ayat's technicians are experts in infection prevention protocol, reducing the risk of exposure to COVID-19, pneumonia, influenza, and any other viruses by using our cleaning and disinfection services, plus antimicrobial protection for up to 90 days of protection. Call 877-945-0993 and demand the yellow van.
Community Resource Bank is getting a makeover. Security is very important. So with the launch of their new website, there will be a new website address at crb.bank. A verified bank domain means a more secure online banking solution and trusted communication. Look for their new website and logo starting on February 15th. Great things are happening at Community Resource Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to a Raider Wrap on a Saturday morning, May 8th. It is, of course, a very, very important day today. And in case you missed that earlier today, one of the primary days that it is. It's not only Mother's Day tomorrow, so a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, but it's actually National Birth Mother's Day today. I don't know if anyone knew that. I certainly didn't. And you can observe that by just understanding that each birth mother comes to adoptions for different and very personal reasons. Families and birth mothers will experience this day differently from family to family. For some, it may be a quiet or solemn day spent bonding with other birth mothers. For others, the adoptive families and the children may be spending the day together celebrating as well. So congratulations and happy National Birth Mother's Day. A look at our forecast this morning. It's today we got some increasing clouds. We'll get a high around 56 tonight. 20% chance of some showers, maybe around midnight. Cooling off to around 38. And then for tomorrow, sunshine and 58 for Mother's Day. What a beautiful day. For tomorrow night, it's going to be mostly cloudy and a low of around 35. And for Monday, a high near 55 with more sunshine. We're at 53 with overcast skies at 17 minutes before the hour of 11. Speaking of national days, it's I don't know if there's a national sports day or if there is something like that, but Colin Landsteiner joins us, and his program coming up, the On Deck Sports Show, comes up a little bit later this afternoon. And what do we got going on the program today?
Jimmy, a great lineup today. We are going to be talking some town ball with Dan Swanson. He's the GM of the Northfield Knights. And, good to have a conversation with him, talk about the ball club this year. They're really kind of putting together a consistent squad over there here in the recent years. They got
Do they compete against Dundas?
They do. They're in the same division? They're in the same division there, section. Of course, that's always a fun rivalry. We'll see them play here in a few weeks. Some exciting, it's fun. We're seeing a lot of people go out and catch these local ball games here. It's a great way to get out and do something, and I'd encourage anybody to look up whether it's town ball or high school games and such, go catch some baseball right now.
Yeah, it was exciting. The Raiders came back to win in the last inning in that doubleheader that we had heard in AJ's sports recap. That was kind of fun and exciting game.
Yeah, and you bring that up, our other guest, Dirk Umbenhauer. He was on the call for that game. We'll talk a little bit about that. And, of course, some more Twins baseball action. But, yeah, that was a crazy ending. And Joey Malka had one great game, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not only did he pitch the first one, a shutout, three-hit shutout, I believe, and then he had a grand slam, scores the winning run.
Yeah.
I mean, what a day. What a day.
Highlight reel.
Right? We got to get Joey on this program or something like that on the On Deck Sports Show or something. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. Any Raider Rap, On Deck Sports Show, whatever. He sounds like he's a superstar.
It does. It does. And that's the On Deck Sports Show. What time is that airing today?
That is going to air at 2 o'clock today before your Minnesota Twins take on the Detroit Tigers.
Finally got a win yesterday. Twins, finally got one.
You know, sometimes you just need to play the Tigers a couple times over the weekend, right?
Yeah. They needed that added boost to kind of help their standings so far. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think they're 13 and 19 or something like that. So they've, they're not completely. Everyone thinks that they're completely out of it. I mean, the season has not even begun yet.
5.5 games back of first place still, and like you said, there's still a lot of time. They need to just work on taking it one series at a time, one game at a time, slowly work back up to 500, and then we can look at the standings again then, right?
Right.
Let's get to 500 first.
Let's get to 500 and see what happens. You know, baseball really doesn't start until the All-Star break, I think. But unfortunately, our boy Buxton bought it again. The guy just cannot stay healthy.
Yeah, that's rough. He's having one really good season.
What an April he had. I mean, just unbelievable. Batting close to 500.
We can get him back, right?
Oh, man, we need that man back. Everyone knew he was good, you know. It was just a matter of, you know, keeping him on the field. And so far in several past years, we just can't, you know.
Yeah.
When he gets hot, then he hurts himself.
He's talented. There's no question, though.
He definitely is. So Colin Landsteiner joins us this morning on The Wrap. And thanks for joining me, Colin. And don't forget to check
you,
out.
Jimmy.
You bet. Don't forget to catch that On Deck Sports Show. That's coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon right here on KYMN. Well, unfortunately, we're trying to get Marty Johnson on, but they had a meeting this morning. And they had a match this morning, I should say. And then they had one at 9 and another one at 10:30. So there was a small window that we were trying to get him in there to talk a little bit more about what's going on with the tennis team. But unfortunately, we were not able to get him on the program today. But we're going to get him. We're going to get him on here one of these days coming up really soon. 13 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. And that's a wrap on the Raider Wrap today. Unfortunately, that's all we got going today. And we want to thank you again for joining us. And we want to thank Will Tadona and Martin Bryce for joining us in Meets the Raider, along with Tyler Balow, head coach for the boys track team. All of that is on the program today, and you can catch it again on KYMNradio.net. Just go to KYMNradio.net, and you can listen to the program over, or if you want to check out a previous program, you can certainly do that as well. And keep tuned to KYMN 95.1 The One. And have a good week. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu.